This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's a Tape Tuesday on Take Command. That's Logan Paulson. I am Craig Hoffman. And, well, there's a lot of offensive plays for us to go over, Logan. Haven't had one of these in a while. I was like, oh, buddy. This is going to be fun, but it's going to take a while. They ran 4,752 plays on offense, and we're going to talk about every single one of them. We'll get into the offense here first, talk about Jaden Daniels' performance in just a few minutes, and then we will get into the defense, which was very interesting to watch, as well as they pitch a shutout for almost the entirety of the first half. Gave up a little bit in the second, but plenty of work done to help the Commanders get the win. Just a quick reminder before we dive in, we'd love to hear from you. Go to HoffmanShow.com/survey to take our audience survey. A lot of folks have taken it, by the way, already.
Like, really?
They're telling me some of the numbers. I was like, whoa, a lot of people already letting us know what they think, and we really appreciate that. And by the way, for you helping or telling us what you think, how often do you get to tell people what you think of them and then they give you a t-shirt? Well, they're not going to give it to you, but we are going to give it to you for a pretty steep discount. Brand new Take Command merch from Breaking Tee, which is really cool. So yeah, our podcast has a t-shirt now, and you will get the code for 50% off at the end of that survey. So go to HoffmanShow.com/survey. Let us know what you think of the show, and then head over to Breaking Tee with the link that will pop up and buy yourself a Take Command t-shirt, or buy it for someone else. Beautiful holiday gift, Logan. A Take Command t-shirt. It doesn't have either of our faces on it. So, you know, that really is a good gift.
I was really pushing for that, actually. Get Craig's face on there. I think that would really just make the show. You know what I mean? That face you just made right there, this little, like, yeah, perfect. On the shirt.
Yeah. That would have been actually pretty funny. Just like a Hoffman
like an awkward face. Yeah.
Yeah. Or what's the best Paulson face? I kind of think excited Logan. You're like, I want to talk about that.
Yeah, maybe that's the best face. I always think like my headshot from Atlanta in 2018, pretty peak Logan Paulson.
Hold
face.
On. Now I gotta look this up. 2018 Falcons Logan.
Or 2017.
Paulson.
17, whatever 20, it was.
2017. Yeah, you played in Atlanta in 2017. Can I get images? Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I think
pretty
this
peak.
Is, I think
pretty
that's
peak,
the right
yeah.
one. Yeah, that's You got the mustache kind of going.
Long hair.
Yeah, that's a good one. Everyone go search Logan Paulson, 2017 Falcons. You get a
it's big
very, very piratey looking.
Very piratey. You know, just live my best life.
Yeah, yeah. And now here you are.
Here I am talking to you.
Dad doing a podcast with me.
Yeah, 100%. Had to change the vibe. Change the look a little bit.
All cleaned up. Big burly beard. Helps keeping Logan warm because it's 14 degrees outside. It's actually not. It's like actually 25. All right, let's get into the offense. Logan, the run game. Holy crap. The Tennessee run defense had been one of the best in football the last couple of weeks. And then the Commanders rushed for damn near 300 yards against them. Chris Rodriguez's first carry of this game came with 39 seconds left to go in the third quarter. He almost had 100 yards rushing by himself. B-Rob did have over 100. Jaden tacked on some. Diami had a nice carry in there. How did Cliff scheme this thing up? How did the O-line bounce back? Like, what did you see from this run game that unlocked a huge 42-point outburst from the Washington offense?
Yeah, so I think this is kind of like styles make fights. And I think this stylistically, the way Tennessee played, like really fit with what Washington did. And I think when you look at the Dallas game, when you look at the Philly game, and even the Pittsburgh game to a certain extent, like those teams had guys that really liked to penetrate, really liked to get vertical into the defense or into the offensive line. And it really affected their ability to kind of run some of their pin pull stuff and do some things that have been really successful for the team over the course of the year. So I think Cliff did a couple things, or Anthony Lynn, however you want to assign credit here. They both deserve a lot of credit, I'm sure, is basically saying, like, that's hurt us. Here are some runs that help take care of that versus Simmons, who does like to penetrate a little bit. And here are kind of base runs that we run all the time, and we're going to run these really, really well and be very effective and be very physical. And so I love that there was, like, you kind of, we talked about it in postgame, there was a little bit of a wrinkle. They ran trap, which they haven't really run a lot this year. They ran wham a couple times. They ran wham a lot in this game. I want to say probably five or six times, which for a run in a game that you've never run before has a good amount of volume to it. I also really liked how they got to the runs. And so basically, like we just talked about it in terms of getting to, like, getting into the show kind of in our production meeting, is the way Tennessee lined up to me is there's way, way, way too much space for them in their sub front. So, like, basically when you play 11, or for example, when we play 12 with Zach Ertz, they're going to play four defensive linemen, two linebackers, and a nickel player.
Yeah, and just a quick reminder for those that need it, 11 personnel, three wide receivers, which is one running back, one tight end, one and one, that's 11. One running back, two tight ends is 12, the one and the two, and it kind of plays like 11 often for the Commanders because Zach Ertz, quasi-wide receiver.
Yeah, 100%. And so basically what they would do is they play these really wide, Tennessee played really wide nine techniques, and then they played a really tight, honestly, shade on the center. And I think that was, again, to account for, like, when they pull, he could, again, Tavondre Sweat could get some good penetration, get some knot back, and kind of mess up the guard pull action, right, on, like, GT and some of the bounce stuff we run. Then Simmons would basically play a three, but the way they lined him up almost in a four eye. So a three would play outside shoulder of the guard, and then he kind of was almost inside shoulder of the tackle, so very, very wide. And so when you get to the end zone, if you brought it in a little bit just to have the blocking surface, there's – at times, it only looks like there's four people in the picture because the defensive ends are so wide and the linebackers are right there and then the defensive tackles are right there. So basically what I think is that when you watch film of them, when you watch film of Tennessee, and this is something we talked about a little bit on the preview show, that is something, that kind of space, natural space in our front is something you absolutely have to take advantage of. And I feel like Cliff turned on the film and Anthony Lynn turned on the film and said, how do we take advantage of this? Like, we get in sub, we run our runs, and we run them off the field. And basically, that's what they did. And I really think that they did a great job of coaching up the responses you're going to get from Tennessee. So when you get that really big bubble, that really big guard bubble in that under front, so, like, get the shade on the center, three technique, there's a, that guard's uncovered, what they would do is they'd basically run the strong side linebacker right through the B gap and then stunt those two defensive tackles away from the tight end. And on the first touchdown run to B Rob, that's exactly the response you get on a, I think it was a first down run, I think, if I remember correctly.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, and then you could tell they talked about it. They coached it because Cornelius Lucas,
second and one.
Yeah. He does a really good job. He sees it coming, picks it up. The guards do a great job getting Allegretti does a great job kicking out. Coleman does a great job wrapping. There's a huge hole. Bates kind of seals the other linebacker in the box, and there's literally nobody there. Because again, that nine technique is so wide, they're stunting the three technique away. Lucas picks up that first linebacker that's blitzing, and there's just this tremendous crease, and B-Rob goes 40 yards untouched. And so to me, again, not a lot of variety necessarily in formation and personnel, but and this is like one of those games where you just hit the nail right on the head in terms of game plan. Like when you're putting together a game plan, like, so for example, when I'm doing a high school game plan, you say, this is what I think is going to work really well. But in case this doesn't work, I need to have something else. And I feel like the thing that they thought was going to work in this game absolutely murdered. Like it was just super effective. Like they just understood exactly what they were going to get. And they were like, here's our fastball. You can't hit it. I'm just going to throw fastballs for the rest of this game, and you're going to get struck out. And that's 100% what happened. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. It's like, hey, we're throwing 101 today.
Yeah.
So if you want to swing, go ahead. But
yeah,
you got to see it first. And you know, Tennessee didn't really make a lot of adjustments. They just kept getting hit by the same stuff. And Cliff was like, okay, well, if you're not going to stop it, like, why would I change? And as you said, it is a little bit different than some of the stuff they've been doing recently. And I think that we'll talk about this a little bit more as we get into the passing game. But I think they did a good job in the passing game, too, of tweaking things just enough to deal with some of the problems that have really hit them the last couple of weeks. I was listening this morning as I was eating breakfast to the Athletic Football Show. And I think Robert Mays made a really great point on that, where he was like, you know, for instance, in the passing game, they have been having a lot of problems with man-to-man. So they did a couple things to say, like, okay, well, if this is how teams are going to play us now, and we can't win doing the same things that we had been doing earlier in the year against man or with certain fronts, like, here's what works against those. And that is not a Cliff Kingsbury cliff, if you will. And that whole discussion, like, that happens to every offense in the NFL. Like, you do things until they don't work anymore. Hopefully you can make that adjustment really quickly. Mm-hmm. It's a fine line because you can't abandon ship too quickly, because if things have been working, you don't want to, at the first sign of trouble, be like, okay, now we totally scrap everything that's been working for us all year, especially when it's been a damn near historic rate of success that the Commanders were having for the first, what, 6-7 weeks of the season. And then eventually you're like, oh no, okay. And maybe they would have gotten it a little faster. Certainly, you know, we wish they had a better plan or were able to execute better against Dallas. But eventually you go, all right, teams are on to this thing that's been working, but they're doing what the new stuff they're doing to us leaves different, you know, weaknesses exposed. How do we expose those weaknesses? And it feels like, especially in this run game this week, it was part that and then part just excellent scouting by this coaching staff to know, hey, Tennessee has been playing really, really well, but here are the weaknesses. Let's attack them. And it felt like those two things actually merged together into the same point, and that point just drove a wedge right into this Tennessee defense time and time again.
Yeah, and again, like some of the stuff we were talking about in the post game, like in terms of getting in your 11 personnel, getting in sub, and having Bates as your tight end. And again, like people talk about Bates as being a blocking Y, but this is where he provides a tremendous advantage because he can block a defensive end one-on-one. So what they would do, they had a couple different runs up. One, they would motion him across. he would kick out the defensive end. And remember, we just talked about, they set the three technique to the tight end side. So you line the tight end up to the left. You motion him back across. They don't adjust the front. So you get Tavondre Sweat in a tight shade with a great angle for the line, for the front side guard and center to kind of reach and overtake that. He kicks out the end, and then they're relying on a quarter safety to fit that B gap, right? The gap you've just created, they're relying on that player to fit it. And again, there were times where he did a really good job of that, the Tennessee player. But what they did as a response, they were like, okay, we're going to do that. We're going to kick you out. Our line's got a great angle to this linebacker, and then we're going to just bring a receiver in motion, and it looks like a fullback lead potentially, right? But it's just, if the receiver had lined up on the right anyway, he would just crack this guy. He's just going to insert now, kind of follow Bates and then lead up to the safety. And you had huge gashes on these runs from just alignment of the defense. So great job by them understanding how to get them to set the front, how to attack the bubble, how to maximize the bubble, right? Because there's three guys to the offensive left here. They're going to set the strength to the offensive left. They're the Tennessee Titans I'm talking about now, right? Like, if maybe if you're in 2x2, they might be like, oh, let's just set this. Let's dictate the strength in a way we're not expecting. But you're like, no. We're going to set the strength the way we want it, and we're going to run the ball this way. And it was a really nice job. And then off of that little short motion by Bates, they also had a wham play, right? So the three technique, who is now, if Bates is on the left, three technique's on the left, I'm going to motion to the right, come back across, kick this three technique out that's getting a lot of penetration, and there's huge creases on that. So again, those are two runs that they haven't run a lot of this year, maybe at all, and they were perfect. Perfect, like, just change up pitches. Like, C-Rod has a huge gash on a wham play. I think they have two big runs on a wham play this week. They have a bunch of very efficient runs on that kind of kick out and receiver lead type play that we just talked about. So, and that, again, like, that's the beauty to me of just really understanding what your opponent wants to be doing, how to dictate to them how to get what you want, and then just great execution in terms of executing the play, but also like the offensive line, man, that you make that come to life. Like, we could do that all day, draw it up, right, and find the bubbles and do all this stuff. But man, they played physically. They got after guys. They finished plays, and the running backs did too. And that's why it works.
Yeah. One, that wide receiver lead play, it's just fun to watch. It's like, wait, what's De'Ami Brown doing in the hole? Right. Like, what are you doing being the lead blocker? But it's great. And, you know, when you pointed out to me, it's like, oh, well, you are used to seeing that guy block that guy. Just normally he's coming from the other way. It's like, right. Oh, right. And that just seems like a way better way to do it in a lot of ways. Now, the risk is if you can get a linebacker or someone to blow that guy up, well, now you got more traffic in the hole as opposed to a guy coming out and cracking. But if it works, like, you see some of the big gashes. Second thing, though, that just popped back into my head from talking to Al Agretti post-game, Nick talked about how they had a real focus in practice this week of firing off the ball and, like, running off the ball. Well, that's a lot easier when there's space. Like, would you rather run into a brick wall that's 4 inches in front of you? Or would you rather run, well, obviously you don't want to run into a brick wall anyway, but you get the point, right? Would you rather, if you have to knock something over, would you rather a 4-inch head start or a 4-foot head start,
right,
or a 4-yard head start? And so when Tennessee created all this space, you could really see the linemen fire off the ball and, like, get ahead of steam. And I think that's part of why they were more effective this week, is they actually had space to really, kind of get moving. And for an offensive line that is, I would say, mostly a more athletic, like, movement-based offensive line than a, hey, we're going to beat you in a phone booth, old school 1990s Dallas Cowboys offensive line, I feel like that's a huge advantage for Washington that they're able to take advantage of.
No, I think that's exactly right. And again, like, the runs they're running, like, they got to be physical, but they also got to be good movement pieces. You know, we ran a bunch of GT. Like, you need athletic guys to do that. That's the B-Rob touchdown play, for example. Running trap, you know, when you're running a trap with the offensive line, you're pulling that guard. They've got to get over there really quick. They run a couple tackle pulls, you know, on third and long or second and long situations. And you got to have guys that can move around a little bit. But I also think, like, to your point, they just seem to be so confident. And one of the things versus Dallas that stuck out to me is Dallas brought a lot of, like, line movement, you know, early in the down, first and second down, and they just didn't seem like they were ready for it, you know. And here, I always felt this way as a player, quite honestly, when you knew where guys were going to line up, like, you could just let it rip, just go get it, play as fast and as physical as you possibly could. And I felt like that's what you saw today. I felt like you saw guys who understood the plan, who understood the motivation behind the plan and were super confident and could play fast and get guys covered up and be physical and knock guys down and played with an attitude and an edge. And, you know, again, like we just talked, like I just said, like you can drop the most perfect play, but if the guys don't love it, they don't own it, they don't feel it and respect it, it's not going to be good. And I just felt like every play that they ran, and I mean, it probably is a little bit of a like confidence thing. Like the first run you hit is a 40-yard explosive. Those guys are feeling themselves after that. And so I think it's probably a little bit of that, but they you could tell they just felt really confident in the plan and they executed it at a very, very high level. And that's the backs, that's the receivers, that's the offensive line, obviously the tight ends, like everybody was a part of that. And that's what, I mean, you don't get a rushing performance like that without everybody on the same page.